Joining us now, Linda, is NPR's Anthony Kuhn from London. And Anthony, you're out on the streets of London. Where are you and what are you seeing?
I'm just outside a police cordon near one of the sites near the Warren Street underground station. And they've blocked off a good three blocks around the station. And within this area is the University College Hospital, where we understand that armed police ran in looking for a suspect. And so that whole area is closed off. And there are a lot of police and emergency services here, helicopters overflying. But at the same time, the atmosphere is not too tense. People are going about their business and beginning to head home for the day.
Well, is that helped by the fact, the lack of tension, helped by the fact that just one person was injured in these blasts?
There's no question that the psychological impact has been less because there were no serious casualties this time and because it happened at midday when there are far fewer people on the mass transit system, and so basically, I've just been seeing people, who were blocked off trying to get somewhere, walking around and really making the best of it, and not aside from the people who were in the subway, not being too panicked.
We just heard from Prime Minister Tony Blair, and we heard an excerpt from his statement earlier today. What was the essence of his message to the British people? Basically, what was he saying altogether?
I think one thing that's very interesting is that he says that the government is going to do its best to protect people, and I think that must clearly be on people's minds. Now, the underground system is the epitome of what you'd call a soft target. You can't set up metal detectors when people go in there, so it's bound to be vulnerable, and people are bound to be thinking about that vulnerability, and I think he was trying to reassure people. Also, there's been some talk of what are called dummy bombs, real detonators, small explosives attached to fake bombs. And the intent of that would seem to be not to cause great casualties, but to intimidate and to frighten people. And that doesn't seem to have happened too much here.
Well, then if you can put it in some perspective, how serious do we think this event actually is? Can we tell at this point in time?
The police have said, Ian Blair, who's the head of the Metropolitan Police, has said that these were, in fact, bombs, but they were nothing like the scale of the ones 2 weeks ago, and so they're not considering it a massive attack. At the same time, it underlines what the security services have been saying all along. They haven't caught anyone who they believe is responsible for orchestrating the last attacks, and so possibly there are cells out there who are still waiting to carry out further attacks. They may still have equipment, materials, and personnel to do that, and that's why the city remains on a high state of alert.
Thank you very much, NPR's Anthony Kuhn, joining us from the streets of London.